Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. That is the number that you need to get in touch with us on this, the Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live. That's right. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we're actually here live doing this show for your listening enjoyment because we think that you deserve live talk radio on your Saturday.
It's and so rare.
The rest of the talk shows in America just don't think that way, for the most part.
There's a lot of specialty talk shows on that come on, like, you know, how to fix your house, and
sure,
how to take care of your garden, and where to go fishing.
A lot of those aren't even live, though, because a lot of those are shuffled around by the radio stations that carry them, and they're just trying to fill airtime with those types of shows.
Very true.
Anyway, we are live. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and there's a lot to talk about as usual, but if you want to control the show, 1-800-259-9231, that means you can bring up whatever topic you like. And don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got the archives there, last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described for you, and they're free. There's no membership section. There's no premium membership or exclusive membership. Everybody gets access to the archive.
It's another way we're different than regular talk shows.
Exactly.
Most
right.
Talk shows, you get a subscriber fee,
$5 a month or
something
whatever.
Like that.
Yeah. No thanks. We'd rather give them to you. So go get them at freetalklive.com. Plus, you can also sign up for the podcast, and then you don't even have to go get them anymore. Then they come straight to you. It's that simple. So go do that. Check out all the other fun stuff we got there at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call at 1-888-532-4604. That's toll free. Or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
As usual, there's a lot to talk about. Let's start the show with some emails. So if you want to email the show, ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. That is the email address. This one actually technically is not an email. It came from our bulletin board service. But we're always talking about how we will talk about anything on this show, whether it's a political issue or something of a personal nature. And we're constantly bitching and moaning because we don't get enough personal issues
yes.
on Free Talk Live. So I spotted this on the BBS, and I thought it was something worth bringing up since it was finally a personal issue, because most people are calling it about politics.
I'm interested. You've been telling me about it during, before the show, okay. So I want to hear it.
It's from Bite Man on the BBS. He
Bite
says,
Man.
A moral dilemma. When it comes to friends and family getting divorced and remarried in what seems to be a virtually endless cycle, it is generally expected that the invited guests of engagement parties and weddings should be expected to come clean with a fresh round of gifts time and time again. I think he did mean, is it? Is it generally expected that you should come up with a fresh round of gifts time and time again? Like if it's the third time your buddy's getting married, do you need to get him another wedding gift?
I'm certainly not Dear Abby on this one, but I would have to say that probably the best gifts come on the first wedding,
mm-hmm.
and then after that, you know, it would depend on whether you're invited to the goings-on, and if you partake of the goings-on, you probably should give a gift.
Mm-hmm.
It's a way of, you know, recompensating the person for the party that they're throwing, which is essentially what all these things are, the wedding showers and the you know, the groom's night out and all that stuff.
Well, aren't you compensating them by showing up in the first place? I mean, aren't you doing them a favor by attending their wedding?
I wouldn't say so, no. I mean, your presence is requested, but no, you're not doing them a favor. You're eating their food.
Well, right, but they're putting that food out
alcohol.
There. Well, they're putting that food and that alcohol there to give you a reason to come to their damn wedding. Because nobody wants to go to a wedding, Manwich. Nobody.
I don't agree with
nobody
that.
Nobody except for the bride wants to be at the wedding.
I disagree.
For the most part. And if you agree or disagree, 1-800-259-9231.
I got an invitation to a wedding today, and I am very excited about going.
Did you really?
Yes.
Well, when you invited me to your wedding, I said yes, of course.
Thanks.
I consider you a friend, and I don't mind doing that. It's not anything that I was excited about doing. Okay?
That's because you, my friend, are a bump. You're just a bump on a log. You're a Scrooge.
Right. Now, you guys specifically said you didn't want gifts.
Right.
Right.
I didn't want you to give a gift.
Not that I would have really given you anything anyway.
Probably not.
I give
not.
You a gift 6 nights a week, my friend.
Yeah, whatever.
Right. And so I just don't think that, I think that you, while there probably are some people that really dig weddings and are really into them, I think most of them are not males. So I think you're a little unusual.
I just think it'll be interesting to see these folks get married.
Fine.
Finally.
I think most of them are not males. And I think most people would rather be, as he puts it here, a bite man. He says, I don't consider myself to be a tightwad, but frankly, I'd rather spend the money on new tires or fuel for my next fishing trip. Now, what number of marriage divorce cycles would you guys draw the line at? Well, he obviously would probably rather be going fishing than being at this wedding.
I think if you
go
to the festivities, you should give a gift because it costs money to put on these weddings.
But you're making it sound like the guests for the wedding have some sort of obligation to cover the cost for your wedding. Just because you want to spend $10,000 on your wedding doesn't mean that I have to pony up $500 to help you cover your costs.
If you go to a $10,000 wedding, I think that you should be ponying up.
No, absolutely.
If you don't RSVP to the wedding, then
listen, what kind of a wedding would you have? Let's say you spend $10,000 on a wedding. What kind of would it really be worth all $10,000 if three people showed up?
It wouldn't, no.
No, because you want people to be at your wedding because you want to show your wedding off. Look at us, we're getting married. Aren't you happy for us? If they don't show, then you've got a crap can wedding. You've really wasted your $10,000. You were going to spend that $10,000 anyway. Regardless
I disagree.
Of who's going to show up.
You spend the people that are spending $10,000, and I certainly didn't spend $10,000 on my wedding. I spent closer to like $700. The people that are spending that kind of money are trying to impress other people.
Right, and if the other people don't come, then they've completely wasted their time and
effort. I'm sorry, your presence is not gift enough. Sorry.
Well, I think that's actually kind of insulting to your guests. Oh, my presence is not good enough? You've got to have some sort of product. You've got to have a blender for me to be good enough to come to your wedding. No,
I'm not
thanks.
Talking about my wedding. I'm talking about the practicality
I'm
of going to weddings.
I'm using the word "your" in general. I'm not talking about you specifically, ma'am. Do you see where I'm coming from? You're insulting me by saying, "Oh, we want you to come to our wedding and bring some stuff."
That's
no.
I want you to come to my $10,000 party.
You're throwing the party because it will make you feel good to have people show up.
There you go. This is now you've got the opinions.
Now
that's my opinion. It ain't going to change.
No, you're throwing the party because it makes you feel good to have people show up.
Uh-huh.
I think it's outrageous to expect that somebody bring gifts to your wedding. Personally. If they want to bring a gift, that's fantastic. Great. Thank you so much.
Right, dear Abby, if she was alive.
Do you not thank people for bringing gifts to your wedding?
Of course
you
do.
Don't you send thank you cards and stuff like that?
It's all part of the dance, as it were. It's part of the protocol.
Well, it's protocol because it's a good thing to thank people for doing you a favor. They didn't bring you the gift because they felt like they owed it to you. They brought you the gift because they like you and they like your wife and they're happy that you're getting married and they didn't mind getting you a gift. I'm not saying that I have this huge issue with buying gifts. I just think that the real reason is that you want people to come to your wedding, not necessarily that you need them to bring money or bring gifts. I don't think it's a gift collecting ceremony. I think it's a ceremony designed to show off that you're in love with somebody. That's all. That's all I'm saying. And I don't think that I don't think you as a guest, and to answer Bite Man's question, especially on the second or third wedding, I don't think you're obligated to do anything of that sort.
There you go. Now you know what Ian the Cheapskate thinks.
Well, if you have an opinion, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. That is toll free.
Who are you going to invite to your wedding? Manwich or Ian?
I don't even care, dude. See, I'm just going to keep it quiet. I don't even know if I'll invite anybody to my wedding. This is your show. Free Talk Live.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars.
I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. The Saturday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind, whether it be a political issue or something of a personal nature. Anything goes. So, again, take control, 1-800-259-9231. And don't forget to get interactive with us, freetalklive.com. We have got the Shrine of Female Listeners. In fact, we added a brand new Shriner earlier this week. And later this week, or actually this weekend, I'll be popping up another new Shriner on the website. So be sure you pay attention, and hopefully you're signed up for our updates. If you are, you'll be one of the first to know as soon as that new Shriner goes up on the site. Of course, the Shrine of Female Listeners is dedicated to the ladies that listen to the show, those that have sent their photos in to be shown off. And it's not a beauty contest. Ladies of all shapes, sizes, colors, and ages are there and present on the Shrine, dozens of them. So go check it out at freetalklive.com. Now, email from John in regards to corporate welfare. He was listening earlier this week, and he says, "I hate corporate welfare, too. It makes me sick.
when you guys went from that subject to the TSA, it made my mind start churning away on the issue. So he sent us this email. Everyone knows that airlines are pathetic. Everyone knows they're routinely bailed out by the government, not just after 9-1-1, but time after time in general.
Now, Southwest seems to have done pretty well for itself.
Really?
I mean, there's some airlines that seem to
Did they
to
not get
good.
Bailed out?
I don't believe they
I
have.
I thought the entire industry got bailed out or but, something like
you
that.
You know, you might know more about this.
I'm not sure. Anyway, he says, they're quasi-socialist companies. Should we prop up the industry? I say, no. Is a nationalized airline worse than the current heavily subsidized current system? Oh, it would have to be. It would have to be.
Yes, absolutely.
It absolutely could get worse. As a matter of fact, we didn't report on this, but it was in my show prep a while back. China is a country with a national airline, with the state airline, right?
Right.
And apparently, just recently, they had decided to allow a private company to start servicing China. The prices immediately dropped as soon as this company started operating.
Hmm.
And I'm sure the service is head and tails above China's national airline. Anyway, John goes on and he says, at least then we would only have to bail out one company instead of many. Well, it wouldn't really be bailing out. It would just be a subsidized airline, like Amtrak is a subsidized train company.
I mean,
Amtrak is a government train company.
Imagine the post office running an airline.
Oh, my God.
And not the post office you see today, but the post office from the 1970s.
You think the delays are bad today, right? You think the service is bad and delays are bad?
You'd be lucky to end up in the city you contracted to go to.
I'm supposed to be in Denver. I'm in Dallas. What are you doing? At least then we'd only have to bail out one company instead of many. I've heard financial advisors predict that the airlines will eventually be consolidated and nationalized. That is a frightening, frightening thought. He says, would service decline? Yeah, you bet. Can service decline anymore? Oh, yes. Yeah. The airports would probably turn into filthy cesspools if it was just the government running the entire operation.
And you can believe nothing's running on time.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing is running.
They'll just take down the boards. They'll just shut off the boards. And you just kind of have to wait around until your plane arrives.
Yep.
Three days, or however long it takes.
There'll be more than one person booked to a seat.
Mm-hmm.
Not good.
Maybe I could throw my own bags on the plane. I'm sure of what you guys will say. Get government out of it. You know us well by this point, John. But what if this brought down the industry? How would this affect the economy?
Here's my point on this is it's not going to bring down the industry.
No way.
It can't because there's a demand. And where there's a demand in a free market, there will be a supply. Now, the problem is we don't have a genuine supply in airline because we're supporting them with dollars.
We don't have a free market in air travel.
We don't have a free market in air travel because we're supporting them with tax dollars.
Right.
We pay our taxes into the government. The government supports the airline. And then you've got this, some airlines, not necessarily all of them, and you have this unfair competition. What needs to happen in the airline industry is we need to stop giving them any money at all. The next time they come up and say, oh, we're going bankrupt. We're filing Chapter 11. We need to say, okay, file Chapter 11. It's fine. And then at that point, Some airlines are going to go out of business.
Yeah, absolutely.
Delta might just go out of business with its really high-paid airline pilots.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, most of this is romanticism around pilots. Most of the problem here is romanticism around the whole pilot job.
Hmm.
Because pilots should get paid $70,000 a year and be gray-haired old men that, not necessarily old men, but gray-haired mature men that fly us around. Well, these airlines that are beating the pants off of Delta right now, these are flying, you know, these have guys that are getting paid $25,000 a year,
right.
young bucks. Now, would I rather get flied by a older, mature guy? Yes, I would.
Sure.
But the fact is, I would rather have a cheap airline ticket more.
Really, from what I can tell, and I could be totally wrong about this, but from the impression that I've gotten, really, you just need to, as far as being a pilot, you need to be good at taking off and landing.
Oh, that's pretty
much
true.
In today's airplanes. I mean, most of the rest of it is automated. Once you get up in the, sky to altitude that you need to be at, you pretty much hit the autopilot button at that point.
I read a story about the auto land sequence. Apparently, the guy says that I read on the internet a pilot was complaining to the maintenance guy about his auto land was really rough, and the maintenance guy said, This plane doesn't have an auto land sequence. anyway, if we just get the tax dollars out of the airline industry, mm-hmm. then everything will straighten right up.
Well, now, when you're saying that, you have to understand there's also a couple other things that need to be done simultaneously. We need to cut off all subsidies. Okay, that's what you were talking about.
Right.
But at the same time, we also need to cut off all regulations as well. All the airports need to be sold to the highest bidder.
I don't think you need to do that. I don't think you need to do that. I think it's a good idea.
I have been told that, as I understand it, the cost of any airline ticket that you're looking at, sometimes about half of that cost is government tax.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I mean, that's tremendous. At 50% of the cost you're paying for an airline ticket, taxes? That needs to stop. Whatever those taxes are going to support, whatever government programs those taxes are going to support, whether it be the FAA or who knows what, that needs to just end. So therefore, the prices will drop dramatically. More people will fly as a result of that. You know, if you've got a family looking at taking a vacation and they're looking at the cost of airline tickets and it's $700 to fly from point A to point B, and then next month when we get rid of the government involvement, it becomes $300 to get from point A to point B, that family's going to be more likely to take the plane than take the family car
for their
vacation.
That much is absolutely true.
And so
I don't think that we need to have that in order to have a free... I guess you would have to have it to have a free market, and it would be better.
Yeah.
But you would see a great deal of competition, and the airline industry itself would just straighten itself out if we, in fact, stopped all government subsidies to airlines.
Well, the government regulations are one reason why the airlines are hurting so bad, why they're hemorrhaging so bad, because they have to deal with so much bureaucracy, so many rules. Let the industry set their own standards. It happens in all kinds of different industries around, in this nation. Whether it be the electronics industry, like for instance, you've got the USB jacks on your computer. There's some board of some consortium of electronics groups that got together and designed that. No, there's not 15 different connector types. There's USB. So if they can do it, the airline industry can do it because it's in their best interest to do it. They want to make a profit. And so there's no way it could possibly bring down the industry. 1-800-259-9231, Free Talk Live. Take control of the show. It's your show.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
If you're still sleeping on an ordinary flatbed, call toll-free to get free information about super-relaxing, super-comfortable Craftmatic Monaco model adjustable beds. Call toll-free and I'll mail you an informative catalog plus a special 30% off savings certificate, good for a whopping 30% off any Monaco. Monaco beds adjust electrically at the touch of a button to raise your head, back, legs, and feet into 1,001 relaxing positions. Watch TV, read, eat, sew, do crosswords, or just elevate your feet and rest. Then turn on the bed's soothing heat and built-in massage. Before you know it, you'll drift off into wonderful, relaxing, rejuvenating sleep. To get your free Monaco catalog and 30% off savings certificate by mail, call toll-free.
Call toll-free 1-800-413-8787. That's 1-800-413-8787. That number again, 1-800-413-8787.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, the live Saturday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so plenty of time for you to get on the phones and take control of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And join us online at freetalklive.com. We got live streaming, including a broadband version of the stream, as well as a version for you dial-up people. So everybody can listen, and it's all free at freetalklive.com. Check that out. We're in the middle of an email from John. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. He's talking about ending the subsidization of the airlines. And, of course, we think that's just a fantastic idea. Although I don't know if it's happening on a consistent... He kind of makes it sound like it's happening on a consistent basis. And I think the last time it happened was, what, shortly after 9/11, when they got a huge multi-billion, like a $1.5 billion bailout or something like that. I think that it makes the news when it happens, and we haven't really seen news about that. But anyway, it just needs to stop. And the reason it needs to stop is because a company that needs to be bailed out is failing. They're not satisfying their customers. And in the case of the airlines, it could be argued that they're failing because of the restrictive government regulations. That certainly could be argued. But in general, if a company's coming crying to government because they need a bailout, it's because they have been providing crap can service, a terrible product, and people are not voluntarily purchasing what it is that they're offering. And so they come, boo, boo, hoo, we need some we need some money. And then the government takes our money at gunpoint via taxes and hands it over to these companies who don't deserve it. And the reason they don't deserve it is because we're not buying their stuff. That is the market saying, change or die. That's what it is. That's the market telling that company, you better mend your ways and start offering a quality level of service or product, or you're going to suffer, and you're going to go out of business. And then somebody else is going to be able to pop up and get into the game and take all your clients, take all your potential clients.
Right, that's so.
Right. Now, anyway, let's continue with this email here. One thing is for sure, the government bailing out bad businesses hinders development of new products and industry. That's absolutely true. If air travel was unaffordable, it would speed up the development of remote conferencing technology, and companies would start seeing the results in their bottom lines. No more expense accounts, business world no longer expects face-to-face meetings as a standard of professionalism, etc. The Japanese firm Docomo has been talking up the development of a product that is, for the most part, a teleporter. The technology that they claim is very close to reality is basically a virtual reality type of device that projects your image into a room. That's not really teleporting. It projects your image into a room while allowing you to visualize the same room like you were actually there. Sounds kind of like a hologram thing, like the holodeck from Star Trek or whatever.
It kind of has that feel to it.
Yeah. I don't know about you guys, but I personally can't wait to teleport. I'd rather do that than go through the hell of the airport. When the government props up archaic business models...
Well, if you're going to go to, spend a weekend at Club Med, I don't know if the teleporting room that we're talking about here is really the same thing.
I think he's talking about real teleporting. Like the real deal.
Okay.
Like stepping into your little teleporter in your house and...
It doesn't seem likely that that's going to... I don't know. I just don't think it's likely that's going to happen. That seems like just a science fiction
fabrication. I don't know, man. If you look at the history of
I don't know
sci-fi,
if I want to get in that damn machine.
Somebody will. Okay, somebody will test it, and then more people will test it, and eventually it'll become safe. But if you look at the history of science fiction...
The first
fiction,
person to test it is going to come out scrambled.
That's why they send a monkey through first.
scrambled monkey.
Yeah, well, we would find that out. Anyway, I just think it's interesting. If you look at the history of science fiction, if you look at some of the science fiction writers from the early 20th century or earlier than that, a lot of them conceptualized these fantastic things, which were fantastic for their time, and then we've created them. I mean, a lot of it has come true. A lot of it has. It's amazing. So it's like they create the idea, and then we make it happen.
The communicator on Star Trek is kind of like a cell phone.
Sure, whatever. Anyway, my point is, if somebody can think it up, the amount of wealth is virtually unlimited, Manwich, and wealth is created as new technologies develop. As new technologies come out, you get to combine those technologies with other creations and create new wealth. So if we actually have a free market, if we actually, as John is talking about here, if we have the government stopping propping up these archaic business models like trains, for instance, you know, if the government wasn't pouring our money into these old-school businesses and trying to keep them alive, then all our money, we'd get to keep it, and we would get to put it into companies that we believed in, and then they'd create all sorts of new fantastic technology. I mean, it happens now to an extent, but it would happen even faster and even to a larger degree if we actually had a free market. So who knows? In 20 years,
some trains make sense. Let's be clear. I just don't.
If they make sense, they would be fiscally sound. I mean, they'd be able to make sense in a free market.
Absolutely.
And I agree with you. Like cargo trains, maybe. Sure.
When you light rail,
passenger trains. I don't know about that.
Light rail that goes into major metropolitan areas.
Mm-hmm.
That'll support. Zip you into New York instead of having to drive your car to work every day.
Okay.
That makes sense.
As long as it's done in a free market, I have no problem with it. Finally, let's see, he says, when government props up archaic business models, developments like this move slower. I don't think I need to demonstrate it any further. You guys know. Have a good show, John. Thank you, John, for emailing. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That is ftl@freetalklive.com. Then we got this one in here from Rorick, which apparently a new listener. Hey, this is Rorick from Stillwater, Minnesota. I'm a conservative, but being relatively unaware of libertarianism, I began listening to your show on podcast. And it was exactly what I was looking for. I've got a question or two.
That's what happened to me, Rorick. I was conservative, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then I sort of found out about libertarianism through my friend Ian. And how many years has that been?
It's been a while.
Probably
late 90s.
4 years.
Yeah. I've got a question or two, and I'm planning on calling in, but I thought you'd enjoy the opportunity to make fun of this. This type of email makes me hate the Republican National Committee. They have the gall to call our 50% forced, I haven't decided to use the term armed robbery yet, taxes freedom. And they go and say that since taxes are lower, we should give them money. Well, thanks for the show and keep up the good work. And then he attaches an email that he received from the chairman of the Republican National Committee. And so I think Rorick is right about where you were when you first met me years ago. He's become disenchanted, if you will, with the Republican Party. And
well, what really got me on the Republican Party is when they took power in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I didn't like that.
Well, didn't they take power in the mid-90s?
Not to the presidency.
Right, but didn't they dominate the House?
They did.
Then? And that's a good chunk of power. Anyway,
it's clear they're not about smaller government, because the government's only getting bigger.
You're absolutely right. Let me read this press release here, this email appeal from the Republican National Committee. It is a good one. It's cute. Dear Rorick, tomorrow as Americans pay their taxes, millions are benefiting from the much-needed tax relief that was championed by President Bush and Republicans in Congress. Yay! Go, President Bush! Aren't you feeling
less
relieved, Manwich?
I'm not paying less.
Well, aren't you one of the millions that's benefiting from this tax relief? Oh, wait a minute. The budget's still going up. The amount of money government's spending still going up. So how is it that you can have tax relief if they're still spending more? Huh?
They're putting on the credit card.
1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. More half-truths and lies from the Republicans coming up, and your calls as well. If you make them, you can bring up anything, and that's why we call it Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
Do Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
You love your coffee, don't you? Every morning, every afternoon, you couldn't live without it. Unfortunately, with every good thing, there's a little guilt. Are you putting the right thing in your body? Well, the solution is here. How about healthy coffee? Now you can enjoy guilt-free, healthy coffee from New Concepts. Choose from nutritious classic black coffee made from coffee beans and high-quality Ganoderma extract that has been documented to have extraordinary health benefits. Or indulge in a daily cup of mocha for that chocolate flavor made with a luscious combination of premium coffee beans and Ganoderma extract. Specially blended to give you an authentic creamy coffee. Need an extra energy boost? Try ginseng coffee, combining Ganoderma extract and ginseng, resulting in an exotic decadent flavor. All coffee beverages are naturally low in caffeine. New Concepts also offers delectable teas and other delicious beverages for the whole family. Call now and experience guilt-free healthy coffees or teas for New Concepts by calling toll-free 888-439-3652, 888-439-3652, or shop at new-concepts.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Take control. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We're doing the live Saturday night edition. We're actually here until 10 o'clock Eastern time. So again, get on the phones and bring up whatever you want. We're reading an email from Rorick, and you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. We may or may not use it on the air, but you're welcome to give it a shot. Anyway, Rorick forwarded us an email. Rorick is a self-described conservative, although he's interested in learning about libertarianism, which is why he's listening to Free Talk Live. And he's obviously getting fed up with the Republican Party, as I think a lot of Republicans are. I responded to Rorick's email and said, let's see, the Republicans have been in office, in control, basically, in Washington, D.C. for about a decade now. I mean, they didn't have the executive branch in the late 90s, but they had the legislative branch. So they've had a lot of opportunities to make government smaller, haven't they?
I don't think they're very interested in doing that.
Apparently not.
Lip service.
Yeah, that's what I pointed out to him. Well, here comes some blatant lies and half-truths from the Republican National Committee. Rorick forwarded this little note for me. This is the kind of crap that Republicans get in their email box. Anyway, they say that... Here they go. Dear Rorick, tomorrow, as Americans pay their taxes, millions are benefiting from the much-needed tax relief that was championed by President Bush and Republicans in Congress. Because of the tax relief, Tax Freedom Day, the day when Americans finally have earned enough money to pay off their total tax bill for the year,
is today. It's 18 days earlier than it was in 2000 when Bill Clinton was president. Can't get through an email without attacking Bill Clinton, huh?
Can't. Just absolutely can't.
Thanks to President Bush and Republicans in Congress, while many Americans prepare to file taxes tomorrow, we can celebrate Tax Freedom Day today because we're keeping more of our own money. Hot diggity! Yippee-ski, yippee-ki-yo-ki-yay.
Well, they're still spending like they're they're a bunch of Democrats.
Yeah. If the money that government is spending is higher or the same, your taxes haven't been lowered. I'm sorry, it's just not true. I don't know how they're doing this calculation with the 18 days or whatever. Maybe they've, you know, lowered it in a certain area that will allow them to do that and just raised taxes on gasoline or something to make up for it. But the fact is, they've still got the money coming in to pay for the money that's going out. Otherwise, they're getting into debt, as you said, with their credit card.
Which seems to be what they're doing.
Which means somebody's going to have to pay it off eventually. So it's no different. Let's see. Thanks to President Bush and blah, blah, blah. But that could change if liberal Democrats regain control of Congress in the 2006 midterm elections and roll back President Bush's tax relief measures. With some of these tax cuts set to expire in a few years, we can't allow the Democrats to run out the clock and raise taxes on every taxpayer. Oh, George Bush would never, ever consider raising taxes. I mean, he's only signed every single bill that has come across his desk.
Well, what he's done is very unfair. In this, he hasn't paid for all the things he's done in government. He's put them on the bill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just bill me later when the Democrats are in charge. You know, when somebody else has to pay for it.
Uh-huh.
And so that other person, when they, you know, have to hike taxes, when they choose to hike taxes to pay off the debt rather than, say, selling off a bunch of property that the government has, then they're going to look like the bad guy.
Mm. Don't they say that Democrats tax and spend and Republicans debt and spend? Is that what the saying is?
It appears to be the case.
Then they start asking for money. Basically, they're saying, well, since you've got so much more money now and you're free from taxes 18 days earlier, why don't you send us some money? Because we need it because grassroots supporters like you were invaluable to helping our party build our message of reform and renewal. That's their message now? Reform and renewal? Didn't it used to be small government and freedom?
That's
I was paying attention. But now it's reform and renewal. Now, as President Bush leads our country forward with a decisive second-term agenda for a stronger, safer, more prosperous America, he needs your support more than ever. Give us your money today! And then they go on to tell you how you can give them some money. Which I say,
what a joy.
Don't do. Please, keep the money for yourself. Keep it in a bank account or something, invest it, because you're going to need every single cent that you've got after they continue to fleece the American people.
Save it so you can pay off the debt that George is running up.
It really is amazing. And I still want to, at some point, I do want to get to this book that I have about the debt. Like, actually explaining what it is. And it is such an eye-opener, and I really shouldn't sell it without actually having it here to read. I actually timed it. I timed myself reading it. It really wouldn't take more than a segment or two, this segment that I've got about the debt. It's so interesting. Perhaps we will do it maybe in hour number two of the show.
I'd be interested.
Yeah. Because I don't think most Americans know. They've seen, a lot of Americans have seen that clock. Where is it? Is it in D.C.? Where is that clock?
Where is the debt
clock?
It's
like a billboard, right, that constantly is ticking up.
I guess it must be in D.C.
Yeah, some sort of an electronic debt clock. And it's constantly going up and up and up. And it looks like, if you sit there and watch it, it looks like we're never going to pay this thing off.
How would we? It keeps going up.
Right. Apparently the Republicans and Democrats just aren't concerned about it. Well, it's just a debt. Who cares? Well, there are reasons to care, and we'll tell you about those coming up. If you want to chime in, though, and take control of the show, all you have to do is dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. So we got a lot coming up here, everything from intellectual property to... You got some from John Stossel, don't you?
Yes, I do.
All right, we got all that on the way, and your calls as well. Whatever's on your mind goes. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. So take control, 800-259-9231.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics has literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the back-breaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests to feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. You take control of the show. You bring up whatever's on your mind, political, personal, anything goes at 800-259-9231. Oh, I know what we can do, man. What's corrupt cops?
Okay.
Corrupt cop stories from Drug Reform Coordination Network. U.S. law enforcement, the U.S. law enforcement barrel is large, and the bad apples covered in the residue of drug prohibition keep on coming. This week, police officers, and this is a weekly thing, by the way. We don't do it every week, but I get sent it every week. In Pennsylvania and Texas are headed to prison for their misdeeds. While other incidents across the country, cops, deputies, and even a fire department official have found themselves in trouble with the law. Let's get to it. In Dallas, Mark De La Paz, the former Dallas police narcotics officer at the center of the city's infamous Sheetrock scandal, is going to federal prison for 5 years for lying to a judge to obtain a search warrant in a case related to the scandal. In the affair, which first came to light in 2001, crooked informants working with De La Paz set up dozens of people, mainly Mexican immigrants, by planting cocaine or, well, cocaine with quotes around it, or methamphetamine in their homes or vehicles, then sicking the bust-hungry De La Paz on them. But the drugs were not drugs at all. They were simply ground-up gypsum, the material that they used to make pool chalk or sheetrock. On April 7th, the jury that had earlier convicted De La Paz gave him a 5-year sentence, half of that requested by prosecutors. While much of the blame for the scandal, which sent innocent men to prison for years, lies with the informants, and all he gets is 5 years? He's responsible for putting men in prison for years, and all he gets is five for himself? lies with the informant.
What about all the guys that are in prison? Are they going to let him out?
I would think they did. Yeah, three of whom who have also been convicted in the case. Jurors blamed De La Paz for continuing to use their reports as the basis for search warrants, even after he should have known they were lying. By the time he told a judge in October 2001 that his informants were reliable, he already knew that at least six previous drug seizures based on those informants' information contained no real drugs. That was the charge that sent De La Paz on the same path.
Why would these informants have the desire to set all these people up?
He was probably paying them.
Yeah, I would imagine.
That was the charge that sent De La Paz on the same path to the Texas Department of Corrections, on which he had sent so many innocent others. In Scranton, Pennsylvania, former Coaldale police officer Michael Weaver, age 35, was sentenced to 1.5 years in federal prison on Monday for planting drugs in the homes of suspects.
Jeez.
Weaver had pleaded guilty on January 4th to a federal civil rights
violation. Makes you want to let somebody in your house and to search, doesn't
it? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My mom says she didn't have a problem letting cops come search her house.
Looks like you wouldn't want this guy searching your house because he's going to find something.
Especially
if he brings it with him.
Yeah. Weaver pleaded guilty on January 4th to a federal civil rights violation in the scheme, which he and Lansford police officer Jeremy Somers planted heroin and cocaine in the homes of two criminal suspects. Both suspects were then arrested on drug charges. According to federal prosecutors, Weaver and Somers used drugs that were being held as evidence to incriminate the two suspects. Somers was also set to be sentenced this... Oh, wait. They were using drugs? Somers was sent to be sentenced this week, but no information on his sentence has been available. The arrest and conviction of the two Pennsylvania officers came as part of a widening investigation into the illegal sale of a machine gun by former Lansdale Police Chief Joseph So-and-so to former Coaldale Police Chief Sean Meehan. The first guy was sentenced to 3 months house arrest this week, while Meehan will be sentenced next week. So, sheriffs selling one another illegal weaponry, basically, was that what that one was.
Weapons shouldn't be illegal.
They should not be illegal, nor should drugs be illegal, because if they weren't, then these guys would be out doing something important, like busting violent criminals. This is your show, Free Talk Live. More coming up. Hour 2, on the way. Take control.
Are your